Yeah, I mean, I spent my whole life there. My whole life. It was an honorable profession. It's not. It's part of the problem. The media are aligned with the people in charge to oppress the population of the United States through lying. Not just a part of the media, all the media. They're lying about the things that actually matter. And we'll have these fake debates about this or that, you know, these little peripheral debates. But on the questions that actually matter, the economy and foreign policy, they're 100% aligned against the population of the United States. So that so deeply offends me that I thought we have to make an alternative. And the only way to do that is through a subscription service. Why? Because you cannot be dependent on advertisers, because advertisers will try to influence your output. So I'll tell you just one thing I learned. Okay, this is the sum total of the knowledge collected after 27 years in the business. Pharma ads are the number one advertiser, pharma, on television. Right, left, center, doesn't matter. It's all pharma. How many people are actually asking their doctor for some drug they saw on television? So I asked someone who worked at pharma. Nobody. Then why are you spending billions a year to advertise in media? He goes, to prevent media from criticizing us. Oh, you're capturing the media through ad spending. It's not about the retail consumer. That's just a sideshow. It's about making sure that the executives of these news organizations never criticize pharma, the COVID vax, for example. Period.
Wow. Interesting clip. And that is the truth. I mean, I believe him when he says that, as far as that goes. Tucker's interesting, and I like what he had to say about the media. I like that, I like that he at least said that pharma controls, and I like that he at least kind of went after the media is constantly lying to you. Hi, Uncle Milty. How
Hello.
Are you? How are you doing?
Slow.
What's that?
I'm slow today.
Oh, you're slow today. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. How was your weekend?
Busy. I went to California.
And?
Yeah, I just...
You got out, so, I mean, you came back.
Yeah, barely.
How is California? That's where I grew up.
It's a hole. It's a great big hole in the ground.
No, I know it is.
It was pitiful.
Yeah. I know
it really is.
Yeah, put your mic up just a little bit. Yeah, so what did you observe? I just can't wait to hear this.
Well, it's...
He literally just got here.
All the little towns are closed down.
Mm-hmm.
They're boarded up. And...
Wow.
It's just sad. It's not the mm-hmm. California I grew up in, even close.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have gone, but it was my... retired priest friend's 50th anniversary Aww. Of his ordination. So I went for that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been there.
Sure.
But it's dead.
Yeah.
We stayed at a Marriott, Spring Hill Suites Marriott,
mm-hmm.
that I believe we were the only ones in the hotel.
Are you serious?
No, it was dead.
Like
we
a ghost town?
Hardly saw anybody else.
Weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And very few restaurants open.
Really?
Yeah.
People are going out of business.
Well, but we were in Auburn,
mm-hmm.
which is not yeah. far from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. So and it should have been lively.
No, it was dead. And Sacramento, driving through Sacramento, you might as well have been driving through San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And and on the way back, you know, yeah. there was a storm, mm-hmm. so we couldn't come back up I-80.
Mm-hmm.
It was closed from a winter storm in the drought of May.
Oh my gosh!
And so we went down mm-hmm. 99 through mm-hmm. the Central Valley,
mm-hmm.
and again, just like nothing.
Strange, isn't it?
It is.
I went to Portland a few years back, and this was right before 2020, and it was. Dirty. Just dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The roads are bad.
Yeah. By their fruits you shall know them. That's all I have to say when you see these states.
Yeah.
And it's all over America. So welcome to the show. We're live. And I've noticed it. I don't know how people living there don't notice it. Just like they don't notice the economy. Just like they don't notice a stumbling, bumbling president. Just like fake president. Just, I mean, all of those things. How do you not see any of that?
They don't want to see it.
Mm.
That's the bottom line. They don't want to see it.
Mm. I mean, I know that there was an interesting clip where a guy played a clip for an audience, and he told them what the clip was saying. And it sounded that way. It was a bunch of people, and they were saying this particular line. And then he turned to him and said, no, actually, it says something totally different. So he said the different line. And he played the clip again. And they heard, we heard completely the different line. And so whatever they said, you could hear whatever you wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just hearing, I guess, what you want to hear. And it's very, very strange. I had Alan Dershowitz on Friday. Yeah. That was interesting. I asked him about the deep state, and he kind of laughed, and he wouldn't answer. It's just, you know, there's so many people that do the bidding, and it gets kind of interesting from this standpoint, because you only get a certain amount of time, as I did on Friday, to ask him questions, but it's like the politician questions over and over, you know, politician answers, I should say. It's kind of like that. Strange. It's very strange. So there's a couple of things on the docket. I had to play that clip because I just want people to know, I think there are people still out there that look to the local news or the state news or the channels, the news channels like Fox and CNN, and they still believe what they're saying. You know, and it's so crazy to me. How do people still believe it?
You know, I'm sure you heard what happened this weekend. Mm-hmm. Chris Cuomo came out and announced that he's he came out admitting that he's suffering from taking the jab, that he's suffering medical issues. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a guy that was calling those of us who wouldn't take the jab.
Oh,
names.
He was horrible.
Haters.
Yeah.
You know, he was for it 100%. And now to this weekend, he comes out and says, oh, no, I'm suffering medical issues because of it. No apologies.
Nothing.
No, feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
Because now I'm suffering.
Right.
Well, you were also the cause of probably millions of other people suffering because you pushed it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. So,
and yet he does that, and do people change their mind? No.
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 That's the hardest thing about this whole thing. You know, a memory popped up for me on Facebook, and it was of it was like a local story. But I know this is going on everywhere, so I'll share it. But we had a local public health department who were insane over the shot, just had to get the shot, and it was a good thing, and COVID this and COVID that every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, I wrote this post last year, and I said, they finally came out and said, well, it's just they did a big conference. Well, it's just COVID's a respiratory, it's just a little respiratory thing, you're fine. After 3 years of that, just hounding and propping up whatever the CDC said. And then it was a respiratory thing. And I sat there and I thought, you know, it's funny because people still aren't going to listen. They're still not going to hear that. They're going to hear the 3 years of badgering, not the last year of the CDC saying it's the flu now. And of course, it's just a respiratory thing. We should not have public health. Public health is not something in a free country that you would ever have because it's very socialist.
Yeah.
And we were told by every health department in the country what the CDC, science of the CDC.
And everything they do is a big waste of money. When was the last time you drove into California?
Oh, gosh. A year ago, maybe two.
What I noticed was this.
What?
You know the fruit check?
Yeah.
They're unmanned now.
Oh,
they're there,
mm-hmm.
and you have to drive through them,
mm-hmm.
but there's nobody there even asking if you have any fruit with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Just nobody?
Nobody.
So these are like the things between the states. So when you go into California, they have a person standing there that usually says, do you have any fruit with you? And everyone says no, and then they drive through.
Right. They don't
so
check
it's stupid.
Anything.
Yeah. But,
but now they're not even standing.
They're not even manned.
No.
Oh, crazy.
I mean, it's insane.
It's nuts.
And yet in the Nevada-California border, they just renovated the whole thing. It's got a brand new CHP building. Mm-hmm. All new. They redid the highway, so mm-hmm. you come off in a different way and go through it. Mm-hmm. Insane. And unmanned.
Everything's insane. I know. And I know people are getting, people are feeling like, I just want to go lay in bed. I can't know anything else.
No.
If any of you are feeling that, call up. Because I know people are, and I get it, because I feel the same way too. It's like you're getting all this info about the stuff they're going to do. 2025, they're bringing in the digital IDs. So for flying, things like that, you won't be able to travel. I know there was a Canadian province that started checking ID when you go to a different province, a different territory. We have a bill proposing anti-Semitism monitors for colleges that would limit First Amendment now. I mean, I know you're feeling weary of all of this, and I know that you are tired. I know. And it's tough. It's like a mental game.
I think we could mm-hmm. stem the tide of this if people would just speak the truth.
Yeah,
you know that saying we used to hear a lot. Oh, you're just saying what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's quit thinking and start saying.
It's so true. Don't be afraid of what you think will happen when you say the truth. I would rather say the truth every single day than get to the end of my life and wonder if I could have done more and said more. This is the time. This is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time we have left to speak out, you know?
In support of that, mm-hmm. I just want to say that last week when uh-huh. I said, I don't love the Jews.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah.
But I'm still here.
I think.
Nothing bad has happened to me. A few people didn't like what I said. What? No big deal.
I know. And, you know, the whole point that you said that was, can I say that in America now? This is the point. This is where we're at. Can I say that or not say that? This mm-hmm. It wasn't even about the Jewish people.
No.
It was about, can I say that in America? Can I say it on the radio? It's a strange world that we're living in, and I am just as frustrated as all of you. I'm just as frustrated because we say we live in a free country, but we don't. We've got to change this, but we can do it. We'll come back. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll come back. There you go. Here's some comments from you guys in working with Birch Gold, which I absolutely love. You've heard me talking about them on the air. There's a reason for that. I think there's a crucial time right now in which you have some choices to make, which you can shore up your IRAs and your accounts with gold. And it might not cost you a dime, which is awesome. But here's one comment. This was my first time purchasing precious metal products. I did my due diligence and educated myself on how precious metals are priced and sold. I chose Birch Gold because of the very high marks on their business practices. It was the right choice for me to go with Birch. The whole transaction was smooth with no high pressure. Don't you just love that? I love that. Also, establishing my new IRA, filling it with products will provide me security against the waning U.S. dollar. The staff at Birch Gold honed their process of teaching how to inform potential clients of their services to very efficiently opening new accounts and providing expertise and assistance by selecting the appropriate PMs to purchase for their customers. I love that. There's so many great comments from you guys. High marks, definite high marks with Birch Gold. You love them. I'm so glad. By the way, get some help. Just text 989898, text my name Kate, and you'll get some free information. Please do that. Just text my name over while you're sitting there. Information is free. That's fantastic.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Oh, you guys know there's lots of warnings. I was looking at a friend of mine that does some actual journalism, and she was saying, you know, I'm just noticing little things, little changes in the banking system. And we've been talking about that because last week it was Australia. Remember that big bank went zero cash. Please keep your eye on stuff. And if you haven't texted Birch Gold, 989898 is the number. Text them. They're so good at what they do. I trust them. I like them. I've used them. They're awesome. Okay. 989898, text my name, Kate. You'll get some free information on safeguarding everything. And, you know, and then keep that keeps everything inflation proof. Seriously, it's wonderful. They're going to give you some free info. It's amazing. Just buy your gold and silver from them. I really like them. Yeah. 989898. And my name, Kate. Okay. Oh, there's so much. There's so much. It feels a little like inundated. You were talking about the trials, too.
Yeah. It's really. I know a lot of people that work in the court system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the legitimate legal profession is just irate about what's going on in that courtroom. They can't believe the judge is doing the things he's doing.
It's worse than a kangaroo court.
It is. It's worse than a kangaroo court.
So that's why I have my doubts about it, because I'm just like, this is unprecedented craziness. It's like a big dog and pony show. It's weird. I mean, the judge is saying things normally wouldn't be said. It's just strange.
I think it's a test. I think they're trying to see how the public reacts to actually seeing a true kangaroo court in action. And are we going to stand still for it just because we hate Trump? You know, because if it was anybody else, nobody would stand for this.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys can weigh in. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live right now. I have my doubts about the entire thing. Because sometimes the crazy gets a little too crazy. And then you get this feeling like, is this all for real? I mean, it's a little out there. But I know people are keeping their tabs on the trials for sure. Because of each twist and turn. And today's twist and turn, it was... if he doesn't stop talking, he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you probably have a lot of sentiments about the trials. I don't know what to make of the trials. I have my doubts. It's just strange. Too weird.
Well, he doesn't necessarily have to keep campaigning. That's a good thing, because Biden announced that he's not going to campaign. I'm going to do the hide and seek thing, you know?
Because he can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was noticing some articles this morning, and I was up real early doing some homework, and I was just noticing how many times we refer to him as the president without saying that he's fraudulent. Like, we refer to him as like this. Democrats now, you know, are going to make sure that, you know, this and this and this with the voting. Or as far as this goes, you know, I can't believe people voted for Biden just because they hated Trump, right? But did they really vote for Biden? I mean, did they really? We don't really know. See, you don't really know because the software. And now it's all about ballots instead of the focus is on ballots instead of software. So there's stories coming out. 1 in 5 ballots was fraudulent. But really, it's the software is the problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I've been wrapped up in this court system for 30 years. They've been getting away with this for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
See, you're right. This is public.
Yes.
But people like me had no voice.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. I so appreciate that. I know people feel that way. The Trump stuff's like on steroids, right? And it's on camera, so you get to see all of the things that would never happen in a courtroom,
right?
Like that.
And it wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. And I know there's lots of people out there facing weird legal challenges, but this is just on steroids. So that's what I'm just a little suspicious.
I've seen judges recuse themselves from a case with far less reason than this judge had.
Yeah.
And he refused to.
Yeah, I know. Setting it up for an appeal. Setting it up for an appeal. So stretch it out longer. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of weirdness. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Saying what isn't said out there. Be right back.
There you go.
Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind. Fantastic for you.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Do you have credit card debt? Done with Debt. That's the people to call. They're incredible. And they're really helping you. And I appreciate your emails. I know it's hard to know who to trust out there, right? Because all these different companies, but they're actually really good at what they do. They'll help negotiate your rates down so you're paying out less on your credit cards and can help you to forge a plan to get out of credit card debt. They are really good. Give them a chance. Go to donewithdebt.com. And if this isn't you, if you're not tagging all of this credit card debt on yourself, I'm sure you know somebody that is, either a child or a grandchild or whatever the case may be. Make sure they go to donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. They're really, really good. I just like what they do. And you know what? I like being helpful. Get out of debt as much as you possibly can right now. I think that's a huge thing. You know, we're hearing a lot about housing. In our state, the governor came down and basically said, you must have this much affordable housing in a year or you'll be penalized like a dictator, like a king. Mm-hmm. And horrid. And I don't know how many states that's going on in.
Quite a few.
And then there was this kind of interesting story that we'll share too. And some of these things are so local, but they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. This is another plan. So it's been decided now. You rented before, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've rented.
Sure.
Most people rent before they buy.
Sure.
Well, apparently in today's world, it's an embarrassment to say that you're a renter instead of a home. I don't know why, but that's what they're saying. So in order to help alleviate this embarrassment of being a renter, here's the new plan. Setting up a land trust paid for by the bond issue or the taxpayers in some way, where a plot of land is purchased and then it's controlled by the land trust, the government entity, and they divide it into parcels. And you can build a home on one of those parcels. You don't own the land, but you can pay to build a home.
You're like leasing the land?
No. They let you live on it and build a home.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't explain if there's any kind of charge or fee or anything to do this. But what it basically says is because of you're not buying the land, an average beginning family can build a home for about $187,000 on the land that they don't own.
And but this taxpayers have paid for this land.
Yeah, the taxpayers have paid for the land. This is a plan that's pure socialism.
Yeah.
Everybody pays for the land. You build a little shack.
Oh gosh.
And I'm sure they're going to be like tiny homes too.
Sure,
you
sure.
know.
Yeah.
And this is going to create affordable housing that you own. Of course, I don't know how much good it is to own a home that you don't own the land, because what if you want to move? You just put the home up on wheels and take it with you? I mean, what?
Probably. I don't know.
This That's is weird. An absurdity. To ask all the taxpayers who work their lives like mm-hmm. I did to have what I have today mm-hmm. and ask me to now pay for land mm-hmm. for somebody else to build a home on.
So is this the beginning of smart cities, like how
of
smart
course.
Cities work? And so we're all paying for our own entrapment. Right? Like to be trapped in these kinds of scenarios, because these will crop up more. Because we're being taxed to the hilt. That's not going to end. That's not going to stop.
No.
So we're going to continue to fund land that eventually most everyone lives on in this way, right?
Yeah. And it's all nonsense, because what they say is that when you build the home, you can arrange some kind of a lease with the trust.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing. You know, like every other government program, if you really can't afford the lease, they'll probably just let it slide. If you do lease, you get to participate, they say, in the potential equity gain.
What?
Yeah, the potential equity gain. So
but if, you'll be taxed on it, according
yeah.
to King Fraud a lot.
It's,
okay.
it's basically
wow.
the government stealing land. And then stealing the land to use to basically and, give people a place to build
and
a home.
Stealing our money to pay for it.
Yes. Through taxation.
Stealing land, stealing your money to pay for it. You don't really realize that that's where it's going. And then popping up some weird affordable housing on it. But you don't actually own
no.
the property at all.
And they admit that it's just an... To quote one mayor, the program is a guinea pig of sorts.
Oh, my gosh.
A guinea pig of sorts.
So this is going on local to us.
Oh, yeah. And all
and,
over.
And all
it's
over.
It's not just here.
But I just, it's fascinating the way that they have to scheme to do this.
One of the largest of these municipal community mm-hmm. land trusts started in 1984 in Vermont, in Burlington, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been doing it there since 1984.
Oh my gosh. It's been going on a long time.
Yeah. And now it's being pushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Because you have to be a homeowner. You know.
And so what they're saying to people is, it's an embarrassment to be a renter. So do this.
Yeah.
I don't find, how is that embarrassing? How is it embarrassing to be a renter?
I don't know. I was renter. I was a renter for the first, from the time I left home, I was a renter probably for the first 12 years after that.
Yeah. Most people are.
Yeah.
I probably was too, if I'm thinking about it, right?
And during that time, what I did was scrimped and saved and figured out a way to buy a home.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
No.
No. It's like working a job in high school. They're trying to go back and say, now that you've got a career, working a job in high school was an embarrassment.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I mean, these are all steps you take in life.
Right. But they've done away with the step of actually working to save and buy land and a home. Now you just have to build the home.
Wow.
And in essence, you're still a renter. If they charge you some kind of a lease fee for the property, you're still a renter.
Next, they'll say it's an embarrassment to be a leaser.
Yeah. It's like...
Okay.
It's building your own apartment on land you don't own, that you're renting.
That all the taxpayers paid for.
That all the taxpayers bought, yeah. I just...
The scheme,
these kind of things are so un-American.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I can't believe anybody approves of this.
This is happening in Ivins, Utah. You know, honestly, I see more scheming. When I had the water guy on, the water dowser, he was so awesome. And he said, you know, I went back to, He said, I went back to our local community here and said, hey, I'll offer you my help. And do you know what they said instead? No, we don't want your help, water dowser with a perfect record of finding clean, most fabulous water. We would like to take a loan out from the feds for over $2 million at 4%. We'd like to do that instead. And then what they ended up doing was tapping into their other well. And so really didn't even do anything. This is the kind of shenanigans and nonsense that happens.
Well, this is actually a state program.
Yeah.
That's going to be run through CITLA. And it's not just that one local city. There's mm-hmm. two or three cities in the right. state, in our state, that are going to do it. Just the way they do it.
It's the beginning of smart cities.
A little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, one or two cities, mm-hmm. we do it, we mm-hmm. promote it.
Hmm. That's terrible.
You'll own nothing and be happy.
Oh, my gosh. How are we going to fight all of this?
I don't know.
You have to have mayors that aren't on the take. You have to have people that are willing to stand up and say, no, not in my community. I live in a conservative community and I don't have that. I don't have anybody that's a mayor that I think is even worth anything. Like, they won't do anything. If we had decent mayors across America, we could stop this city to city to city. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Melty today.
Hi.
Oh, I can't believe we're firmly in May. It's so weird. It's just flying, isn't it? Of course, if you're looking for supplements, go to ActivateFIQ.com. They absorb into your body, and they're fantastic. The new histamine is on sale right now. It's a histamine for allergies. It's totally natural, and it works. The sleep product works, totally natural, doesn't leave you groggy. I love what they're doing. ActivateFIQ.com to get your supplements, and they're fast on shipping too. But put in the code Kate and you'll get particularly wonderful savings. So there's a lot of supplement companies, and believe me, I've tried so many different ones. ActivateFIQ.com is the brand I take. We're just talking about this housing because it's just, I don't know how you're feeling about this tiny home movement or the direction we're going in with affordable housing, but they seem to want an incredible amount of affordable housing. And I shouldn't say affordable housing, taxpayer-funded housing. Let's get the words right.
Yeah.
Taxpayer-funded housing, sorry. There's a huge push, and I mean like threats, like big push in America. Why?
Well, the reason why is that way they can manipulate how to move the population of these people who need subsidized housing. I mean, let's face it, there is a certain type of person that needs subsidized housing.
Right.
And they're able to move them around to anywhere in the country they want. It's a way to gerrymander the vote. Oh, you know what? You can go live in wherever, because we have affordable housing there. And so if you don't like where you are, just move here.
It is gerrymandering.
It's a way to gerrymander the vote.
Very interesting. And also create these complexes, right? These mass complexes. And I know you've seen them going up in every community. And it's strange because there's so much of it. The sheer volume of it is kind of scary right now. And there, I know there are people out there that go, but we need it. You should be very, well, first of all, it's illegal for the government to do this. It's completely illegal to use your tax-paying money for stuff like this. It's not their role. And lots of people don't get that. It's not their job.
So one mayor said, It's practical, and it's not only not practical, but it's not the market anymore. Folks are looking for smaller, easier to maintain lots. Our people want the city to stay wide open and high end, but there aren't many people who can afford that these days. Well, wait a minute. They're not having any trouble selling homes anywhere right now.
Right.
So people can afford it. The guy working at McDonald's can't afford
it. Right, but but that's how it goes, though. That's why you waited 12 years to get a house.
But the plumber can afford it.
Yeah.
The electrician can afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
The mechanic can afford it. So it's not that the people can't afford it. It's that they haven't progressed enough in life to afford it.
Right.
Maybe in 5 or 10 years they'll afford it.
This is why they're vastly turning this into some sort of right. Yeah. You have a right to a house. To own a house.
Now.
Yeah. But on property you don't own.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You have a right. You have a right to rent. You have a right to... How about the American dream and... We work towards things. Housing is completely illegal. Whenever I see these governors, like in my state, he's a liberal. They're oftentimes more liberal, but you see a lot of the conservatives talking about this too, because there's certain buzzwords we use, right? And it's like, well, conservative. It's good to have affordable housing, and everyone in the crowd goes, oh, well, yeah, okay. No, and if they started saying taxpayer funded housing, how would people feel about it, right? So they use a nice, catchy little word, affordable, and it makes it seem like it's the fair thing, because you know you own a home, but we need them to, and we need everyone to own a home in this certain way. It's very strange.
So here's the final nail.
Okay.
This is from a mayor. The choice that the city council has to make is, do we go with what our residents tell us they want us to do? Or do we look carefully at what we want the city to be? So either the city council wants it to be this, we're going to ignore the residents.
If this is going on in your city, email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. Please email me, because I want to hear. And I know it's going on all over. This is how it works, especially this idea that when you are in city or county government of any state, you own, it's all up to you. You get to do whatever you want. The people that elected you don't matter at all anymore.
Nope.
And that the hijacking of dollars and the hijacking of businesses and the zoning, mixed zoning, and all of these crazy things that they're doing.
Yeah.
All the time. They just like the control.
And this mayor actually said it. Do we do what the people want or what we want? That's what he said.
Oh, how about we stick to the Constitution? I know. It's a crazy thought. Yeah. But how about we stick to the Constitution where this is illegal and shouldn't be done? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Go right ahead.
Hey.
What do you think?
You know, well, it sounds like this nightmarish combination of an HOA and a mobile home park.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Where, and I mean, I've recently read stories of like mobile home parks, the developers that own them just come in and basically go tell everybody, all right, you got 30 days to get moved or do whatever, because they're going to redevelop the land, turn it into condos or whatever. But, you know, to look, I was just doing some research. You've got to go back to the Obama administration. And I have a personal example of this. When he was, his initiative is to strengthen the national, the Fair Housing Act of 1968. And basically he wants to integrate where the wealthy are living among, you know, like Section 8 or housing projects and stuff like that. I mean, he's a radical. We know this, right? And so he's just the gift that will not quit giving in that respect. But quick, on a personal example, where I lived for like 10 years, Destin, Florida, a little beach town, 13,000 people, you know, mostly white, like 97% white, kind of like Utah. And I noticed from some old school people that lived there, I was seeing, and I'm not being racist about this, but I was seeing a lot more black. I was seeing a lot more black people that lived there, and they were not the normal type people, and I'm not discriminating, but it was just, and we did some digging and they were building some Section 8 housing right in the middle of, you know, everything.
It is. It's really strange. It's like everyone has a right to live with where the wealthy live. And it's a weird thought because government shouldn't be involved at all with any of this. Thank you so much. I love the call. That was great. So true though. Government is actually, I remember that displacement stuff going on. We're seeing it everywhere. All right, you guys, be right back with Dr. Duke Pesto. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.